Okay, so sometimes Vinod Zabrasin has Shilas, sometimes he has great stories. I think this is a very good story to share. We can try to maybe tie it into where we're holding now before Shavuos. So the story the Rav Zabrasin brings down from the Sefer called Metzuvah Va'osa, Mechaber Rabbi Shmuel David Freeman Shlita. Maybe it's related to Rabbi Freeman here, I don't know. This is the following story about the stipler, right? Rav Chaim Kanievsky's father, I believe, the stipler Gon. Listen to this following story. He said the stipler, when he's very old, he had one of his relatives, Rabbi Avram Yeshaya, used to help him out, right? He's very, very old, and he used to help him out, because we know thousands of people used to come every single day to come see the stipler. So what happened? Every single day someone comes in, but what happens? Just like when you go see Rav Chaim Kanievsky, they shut the door sometimes for him to learn, and sometimes they open the door. What happened? This is the following. Rabbi Avram Yeshaya saw that his relative, the stipler, was very, very old, and what he decided to do was close the door so no one could come in. The stipler saw that no one was coming in. He was mamish learning. He goes to the door and he opens the door. Everyone comes in, and hours go by, and this guy, Avram Yishai, from this Rav Avram Yishai, said, "You know what, my grandfather, it's really enough." He goes back to the door and closes the door. This happens two or three more times. The stipler doesn't know who's shutting the door, closing the door, whatever it is. And he goes back to open the door again, time and time again to open the door. Maybe one of the guys closes it on the way out, whatever. Hundreds of people come in, and it's gavaldic. He realizes over the next couple of days that this keeps on happening, and he realizes that it must be this new relative who's in the house now, coming helping take care. So he goes over to his relative, says the following words: "From where do you think that? I'm a very old man. How do you think that I'm still alive? How do you know that's not this chus that I'm still alive? That I'm able to see all these people every single day, and I'm able to give them." You know, talk to them and try to give them chizik and everything. This guy, his relative, what do you want to do? He wanted to try to help out his grandfather or help his father, whatever his relationship was to him. But the stipler said to him, even with the stipler, a melech in Torah, and mamash learning for 50 years, we have a svarim right over here, the whole Kilas Yaakov. Mamash, you pick up one piece of the Kilas Yaakov, and you see the type of person that he was. Because even with all that, we know what he says? How do you know that I'm still alive? You're taking away what's keeping me going. And the Zilberstein quote, he says, "When I read these words, I shook. Dvarim elo nemro al yedei Gon Yisrael v'katcher leiz zekenuso la'achas she'avro lav kol hashanim ba'amilas et shal Torah." Someone at his stature, that all the years that Yimamish put into the Torah, b'mitzirus nevesh l'mitzvos, b'avodas Hashem nefuah, b'arbatas Torah la'alpaim, to thousands of people, is Yimamish spreading Torah, b'afilu hach, and even so hayim yisiyarei v'omer miyodeh b'izus chus anichai. And he was so scared. How do you know that maybe this is the chus why I'm still alive? Shema Hakol Hodos the Chesed Shani Osi Im Ka Habayim Alam. How do you know? Maybe it's all the Chesed that I'm seeing every single day. How do you know that's what's keeping me alive? So I thought at the end of the day, the pasuk says Olam Chesed Yibana. The world's created in Chesed. Sometimes people think, to get ready for Shavuos, you know, when it comes, you got to learn. Obviously, you have to learn. And obviously, you have to get ready. And you have to prepare and everything. And the number one way for us to be able to show Kadosh Baruch Hu that we care about His Torah, the whole world is created in Torah. The whole Torah is built on chesed, right? There's a Torah shel chesed, a Torah shel eino chesed, the Gemara says. The Torah of chesed is something that's filled with tremendous kindness and filled with feeling other people's pains and trying to help out everyone. Last story, I thought about this last night, of Gusman, a very big Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael, went through the Holocaust. Listen to the following story. He said after the war, he built up a very big yeshiva in Yerushalayim, I think it was in Rechavia. And every single day, Rav Gusman, I'm sure you guys know this story, it's a very famous story, he used to go and clean the plants in the garden. He would be like the gardener, water the plants, take out the old plants, everything. And the Bachram of the Shiva, just imagine Rav Shechter doing that. Someone of Rav Shechter's stature. Going out every single day and doing, it's usually not the most Rosh Shiva type of job. But what happened? One of the Bachram, is always that one guy, is going to ask him, like, Rebbe, what's the deal here? Why are you suddenly the gardener? I'll speak to the board to give you some extra Rosh Hashiva dollars over here. What's going on over here? So he said, I'll be honest with you. When I was in the Holocaust, I think the story goes that he ran away and he was hiding from the Nazis. You know where I hid? I hid in the bushes. And now I'm giving Mamash Lekarsatov back to Mamash the bushes that saved me. I'm thinking that these bushes are Shlichim from the Kadosh Baruch Hu that Mamash saved me. So at the end of the day, obviously we have to try to be able to learn in the most quantitative level and the most quality level, obviously. But at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to see what we came for our fellow Jews, right? Ki ish echad b'levecha, right? The Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah like one body. So the Be'ez Hashem, when we come together, the more we do these chesed actions, the more we look for to help other Jews, we'll be able to be able to kavel the Torah in a very, very special in significant way coming this Shavuos, Bez Hashem. Only 12 days away, Bez Hashem. Shabbat Siyad Hashem. Sure.